The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I look at this article and I just say, wow, seriously? And it's not the only article like it that I have. What am I talking about? On Saturday's MSNBC's AM Joy, this again is on MSNBC, and I can't believe I didn't see this until today, since it was on Saturday. But the host of the show had a Dr. Erwin Redliner on her show, and some of the comments he made are just, I'm not using this in an exaggerated way. This is insane. This is absolutely insane. Dr. Erwin Redliner. Joy Reid on the program said, Dr. Redliner, R-E-D-L-E-N-E-R, Dr. Redliner disagrees Let me start this over. Joy Reid said that Donald Trump's rhetoric reminds her of a cult. Okay? That's the introduction. Now, Reid said, Dr. Redliner, he disagrees openly with Dr. Fauci. He says we need more testing, and the president says, I don't agree. He's pushing the hydroxychloroquine, which the FDA has cautioned against using outside the hospital setting due to the risk of heart rhythm problems. At this point, for his supporters, they do know who to listen to between Fauci and Trump. They listen to him. Now, let me, before I go on and give you the outrageous comment from this doctor, let me remind you that it was Dr. Fauci on January 21st who said in a TV interview, I don't think we really need to worry about this COVID-19. I don't think Americans should be concerned about it at all. That was Dr. Fauci on January 21st. Most of you are smart enough that you have listened or seen the interview. So Dr. Fauci is not exactly always right. And then she says, he says, we need more testing, and the president says, I don't agree. That's a lie. The president has not said that we don't need more testing. He has said exactly the opposite. She goes on, he's pushing the hydroxychloroquine, which the FDA has cautioned against using outside the hospital, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The FDA has also sanctioned approved tests with hydroxychloroquine. Anyway, that's what Joy Reid said on MSNBC. Now, here is the good Dr. Redliner. He says in response, and I quote, yeah, it's pretty amazing. But I do think you use the term cultish following. It is. It is truly like a cult. And it reminds me of Jim Jones and the Kool-Aid and all that horrible stuff that we saw 30 years ago with people just following, quote, the leader. No matter what the leader says and no matter what the leader intends to do or where to take them. I think that the people that are in his cult, that are immovable from following him are going to be in significant harm if they follow his advice. Now, my honest question, who are really members of a cult? Members of a cult just follow their leader without any question whatsoever. Now, granted, I have met a few people, a handful of people, who would believe anything that Donald Trump says. Anything he says, they would believe. I think that's dangerous, and I have said so on this program over and over and over again. But what about people who follow the mainstream media and the liberal left? All right? The news media that has continually said Donald Trump called the coronavirus a hoax. I had a caller on this program a couple of weeks ago call in and say, Donald Trump called this a hoax. No, he didn't. That's a lie. But that's what the news media said. And that's what liberal left politicians said. And thousands of people listened to the mainstream media and said, well, if they said Donald Trump said it was a hoax, then that must be true. Or the mainstream media and the political left that said that that man in Arizona drank aquarium cleaner because Donald Trump told him to do it. No, he didn't. Donald Trump didn't even get close to telling some guy in Arizona to drink aquarium cleaner. That's a lie. And yet, thousands and thousands of people who listened to the mainstream media and left-wing politicians believed it without questioning. The latest example, the mainstream media and political left politicians who said Donald Trump instructed people to inject themselves with Lysol or other disinfectants. Donald Trump didn't say that. Now, he said something that was unclear and it was probably unwise. It was certainly inarticulate. But he didn't tell anybody to inject themselves with Lysol or disinfectant. So here's my honest question. Who is more like a cult? A handful of people who would believe anything Donald Trump says? Or thousands and thousands and thousands of people who believe anything they read in the mainstream press or hear or see on television or what comes from left-wing politicians? I submit to you that those who unquestionably believe the political left and the mainstream media are far, far, far more of a cult and more like Jim Jones and the whole Kool-Aid thing, they are far more like a cult than the followers of Donald Trump. Just my opinion. And then we have a Yale psychiatrist, Dr. Brandy X. Lee, a forensic psychiatrist at the Yale School of Medicine, one of the more preeminent medical schools, not only in the United States, but in the world. Wait till you hear what she says about many of you. You know, why you? Because probably many of you were part of protests down at the State House this last weekend. And probably many more of you may be involved in protests this weekend. But wait till you hear what a clinical forensic psychiatrist at Yale says about some of you. I've got to take a break. I'll tell you when we come back. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I love this. One of our listeners just sent me a link to a story out in California. Yeah. Public health officials in one county in California is allowing public swimming pools to reopen. Isn't that great? Yeah, they are allowing public community swimming pools to open. Well, with just one provision. One person in the water at a time. You mean in the whole pool? Yeah, the whole pool. Open up the pools, but you can only have one person in the pool at a time. Oh, I tell you, folks, there's a lot of common sense stuff going on, but there are just some nutsy things as well, including Yale psychiatrist Bandy X. Lee is her name. She is a forensic psychiatrist at the Yale School of Medicine. She says that the pro-Trump lockdown protesters. Now, number one, I am sure that probably a good majority of the protesters that we've seen around the country protesting the lockdown, social distancing, and so forth, here in Ohio, in Minnesota, in Michigan, massive, massive, massive protests in Michigan, all over the country. There have been protests at state houses, county courthouses, and so on and so forth. Probably a good portion of them are Trump supporters. But I would also imagine there are a lot of them that are not Trump supporters. But she assumes that they are all Trump, pro-Trump lockdown protesters. And she says, you ready for this? They exhibit similar psychology as child soldiers who could quickly turn into armed troops in the streets. Dr. Bandy X. Lee, a forensic psychiatrist at the Yale School of Medicine, said the armed protests. Now, I've said this before. If you're going to go protest down at the state house about the lockdown, don't dress up like G.I. Joe. All right? This is not about gun rights. Don't do it, because that's what the news media. If there's 4,000 people protesting the lockdown and they want stores and restaurants opened up and so forth, if there's 4,000 people there and there are 10 that have rifles over their shoulders and dressed in camo and ammunition vests and so forth, you know exactly who the news media is going to point out. So don't do it. But anyway, she says the armed troops in the streets, these protesters, many of these protests have evidently been organized by deep-pocketed groups allied with the president. That also is a lie. It is not true at all. But get this. She says this, and I quote, "Subconsciously, it is a loyalty test for the people. In Africa, where I did some ethnographic work, child soldiers would be recruited and made to kill a family member to demonstrate their allegiance to the government and not to the family. Similarly, in urban gangs in America, one may be challenged to kill a police officer to prove one's willingness to uphold gang rules over societal rules. When Donald Trump suggests that the virus is a hoax." All right, here is a professor at Yale perpetuating an absolute lie. Donald Trump never said it was a hoax. Read the transcript, listen to the audio. He never said that. She says, "When Donald Trump suggests that the virus be taken as a hoax, that people gather in churches or that people protest for their own sacrifice, Donald Trump has never told people to gather in churches. In fact, he has emphasized the exact opposite, social distancing. She says he is actually testing people's loyalty to the laws of his mind over the laws of nature. The more he abuses them, the greater their devotion grows. Since the psychological cost of admitting their mistake is even higher, and so it becomes easier to dig a well of unreality than to see the obvious truth. This is a professor at Yale comparing people at these peaceful protests around America. And from what I can gather, every one of them have been absolutely peaceful. I have not heard of a single arrest in any of these protests. She is comparing them with child soldiers in Muslim countries that are ordered to kill someone to prove their loyalty to their religion or whatever. A professor at Yale is comparing people protesting their constitutional rights to child soldiers who are required to kill someone to prove their loyalty to their movement, like Al-Shabaab in Nigeria, the radical Muslim groups around the world. Guess who needs a psychiatrist? The psychiatrist from Yale. She needs therapy, and I'm not kidding. I am not joking. She seriously needs some kind of mental counseling. She is unbalanced. She is sick. Sick. Wow. Such is the mind of the far left.